My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, quarterbacks, how they look so far? I got definitely a couple notes in my handy-dandy notebook that if people are watching on YouTube and see me looking down, it's because I actually have real notes. I'm a reporter, Logan. No, I'm not. I'm a talk show guy.
Have you seen John Kimes' notes? Have you ever looked at those suckers?
Yeah, I've talked an inordinate amount about John Kimes' notes the last couple of days.
Have you?
Yeah, because I was making jokes about the fact that I now am taking like paper and pen notes, where I was always just a do notes in my phone kind of guy, and I need a better system. And John has developed a system of Scribble over 31 training camps of doing this and 31 years of doing this that nobody else can read. He can't read it if it's years later. But in the moment, if you remember, if he can scribble the right things, it will trigger a memory for him that he can put into a better long form note. So yeah, I have seen John Kimes' notes, and I was actually, as folks are hearing this, I will be on the John Kimes Report on Saturday. We recorded today, and I got to see some John Kimes note taking live. I also got to see the John Kimes intro live. I am awkwardly standing over his shoulder for folks that want to watch that on YouTube as he does his little introduction, and then he brings me in.
I have to watch it now.
What an experience that was to see the welcome to my podcast on the John Kimes Report live in living color.
Isn't there some type of, I know we're kind of sidetracking here, isn't there some type of like reporter shorthand or like note-taking shorthand? Have you heard about that? It's a system. I wonder if he knows that system, or is this just a John Kimes?
I think either John or Sam Fortier, because I'm going to guess one of those two said it to you, they were lying to you and pulling your leg.
No, this is before I even met. It was like in high school. Like I had a friend whose mom knew how to do this. It was like 10 symbols representing. It was like kind of complicated, but you could write basically as fast as someone could talk, which was the goal of the system. And I wonder if he knows that at all.
But I wonder if he does. If he does, and he's going to claim to do it. No, he's not. John's just scribbling. The one thing that I do think John, that I've taken from John is you got to use the numbers. Using numbers helps you write so much faster. So like 52, blah, blah, blah. But like John would be like 52, circle, circle, circle. And somehow know what it means.
Circle, circle, squiggle, it's triangle. It's like really odd. But anyway, yeah, we digress. But, you know, hey, maybe if you're listening to this and you know what that note system's called, leave a comment and we'd appreciate that. So thank you.
Yeah, let us know the thing that we're trying to talk about and failing miserably. Somewhere down here, I got five written down a bunch. What have you seen from Jaden Daniels so far? He and Marcus are splitting reps. Jaden's been the first guy out in a lot of the situational stuff. Marcus has been number one in the other stuff. But they're mixing and matching personnel. Much it's, you know, they're both kind of working evenly with the 1-0 line, the one starters, but as operationally, what have you seen from Jaden so far?
Just to be clear, like, so when he goes out first, sometimes he's going out with the twos, you know, Jaden. And again, like, it doesn't mean that he's starting or that they've made a decision yet. They're all kind of working evenly, and I will say they've done a really good job. You know, like in past camps, it's been like, oh, these guys are going to start, or this is what they're thinking. And I feel like this group specifically, you have an idea, but they're so good at rotating people through and kind of presenting different packages. You're kind of like, is this guy starting? Is that guy working with this guy? Or are they just working in tandem here? So I do think that I don't know if that's intentional, but that's something I've noticed a little bit this offseason. So yeah, with Jaden, I think in the red zone, man, I expected it, honestly, for him to come out and struggle a little bit over the first 2 days. And that has not really been the case. You know, I think he's done a good job of understanding the coverage, understanding where the ball should go. Today, there was one where I was all ready to be mad at him. Like, he looked to the corner. It was man coverage. He didn't let it go, rightfully so. And I thought, oh, he's going to take a sack here. And he's so quick with his feet in the pocket, quick reset, and he knew exactly where the ball needed to go. So I was like, dang, like, that's pretty big time stuff. The way he's anticipating throws. I know this wasn't in the red zone, but he had that beautiful throw to Zach Ertz today. They had a little, you know, kind of what I would call like a Tony concept, like an out and a go, and a high cross. It's like wide cross. It's like every high school play in the country runs it. And I was like, nobody's open. This play's dead. He anticipated the throw. Zach ran a great route. You know, the dark arts of route running, like we always talk about, taking an awesome angle to cut the safety off. Great catch. And I just was like, man, like, that's cool to see day two of training camp. And again, it's not always with a rush, which is the other thing that we need to negotiate here with him. But I do think that his process and how he's been working through his stuff, especially when compared to Marcus Mariota, just seems to be pretty locked in, wouldn't you say, Craig?
Yeah, for sure. I think that the difference in the two of them is pretty stark. And it's the exact opposite of what it should be based off their experience levels. Like, you should see the rookie struggling to decipher what is going on and where the ball should go accordingly. And instead, Marcus is out there running around, holding the ball too long, scrambling, like trying to extend plays where there's stuff to be had. And it just doesn't look nearly as fluid. I think that the other thing that really has stood out between the two of them that feels backwards based off their experience is the situational work. You know, one thing I wrote down today in the move the ball drill. So it was a minute 25 on the clock. I think they had about 50 yards. I mean, they might have lined it up at the 45, but they're midfield area. I didn't see. We were kind of in the end zone watching it, so it was hard to see exactly where they started. But minute 25, basically half the field to go. And the amount of plays that Jaden got off in that drill, it was like a 12-play drive. It was ridiculous. And the ability to manage
practice Saturday, right?
Yeah, to manage the clock like that and go like, all right, we got, you know, this, I got to get out of bounds. Okay, hit it, bang, out of bounds. Here, we got to spike it. We got, like, he managed that so well, and the sheer volume of plays they were able to get off because he was able to execute the right thing at the right time was really, really impressive. He drew defense off sides a couple times throughout practice today. Yeah. Like, there's just a command of quarterbacking and situations and kind of the game that just is so high level for a kid his age and his experience level. And that is really exciting because that stuff is harder, I feel like, to teach. And it also shows a mental capacity to process a lot of information. And we'll see what happens again. That's all fine until John Allen comes up the A gap, and then it's even worse when it's Vita Vea week one. But to show that proclivity already is I think really impressive and I also think meaningful.
Yeah. No, I think so. And again, he's not, I feel like I have to say this every time we talk about him because I think he is doing a good job. I think the ball comes out well. I think his anticipation's good. I think his footwork's been good. But he still is, there's a lot of things he still needs to work on. There's times where in 7-on-7, I think he's holding the ball a tick too long. And that's a big pet peeve of mine, even back when I was playing. You know, 7-on-7, because there's no rush, it's not real. But again, he's in the test that he's being provided, he's doing a good job, which I appreciate, you know? And so again, like, he's still a rookie. He's still working through some stuff. I think we've been really impressed overall, but yeah, man, he just gets it. He just gets where the ball needs to go and when it needs to be there. You know, someone came up to me today and says, like, you know, oh, do you think that ball that he missed to Zach today is a bad thing? And I was like, absolutely not, because he's on time and Zach gets held. So it's not Zach's fault either. The defense probably would have got a PI. But I think, like, that's what you want your quarterback doing. That's what makes Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, that's what makes them great, is they can throw to space, anticipating windows in the defense based on the concept. So I think he's done that well. And I think watching him more in the team setting, more with the rush, because again, that's the one thing that I haven't really seen from him. I've been really impressed with the tight window throws here in the red zone. Again, like to see more of that, because that was something he didn't do a lot of in college, but it all seems to be progressing in the right way. And your comparison to Marcus, I think, is very on the nose. I think Marcus, for whatever reason, there's times where he delivers a great ball and you're like, wow, there you go. That's a guy who's played a lot of NFL football.
Yeah, he had a deep ball to Terry today, and in his move the ball drill, that was money.
It was money. And again, you see the talent, you see his athleticism. He had a scramble today that probably went for a touchdown. Like, it's there, but there's also stuff where you're like, dang. And so I think just the level of consistency over 2 days of practice, right, let's just put that modifier out there, has been much higher for Jaden.
For sure. I'm curious on Jaden, like, one play that comes to mind is the end of that move the ball drill. He throws a touchdown to McNichols. It's a little late. It's a little off schedule. But I feel like on some of those plays, like, Jaden has the ability to manipulate the pocket in a way that's real. That's not just because he's not getting sacked because it's training camp, but that's like real pocket manipulation. A little bit of extra time gets bought. And then he knows what whether he knows or he has a very high level ability to find what pops in those scramble situations. Like, oh, that's chaos. That means there's space over there. And oh, look, it's Jeremy McNichols. Oh, look, it's Luke McCaffrey. Oh, look, it's whatever guy is wide open in the end zone because something else went haywire because I've extended this play. Is that real, or is that because he's getting to play longer because people aren't actually sacking him?
Yeah, I think that's really, it's a good question. It's hard to tell. Like, I will say on that series, there was let's just walk through it. So three plays before, Norrell Pollard, I think, probably has a sack. Like, that little stumpy kind of sawed-off explosive dude from Virginia Tech just gets out on the cadence, swims the center, for sure a sack. Ball gets out, it's completed. Great job, Jaden. But that's in real life, that's probably a sack, right? Next play, Jaden draws him off sides, right? So Pollard goes out because he jumped off sides, and so does the left end. I forget who it was. Both jumped off sides. They're both out. The next play after that is a touchdown. And I would say that, like, using cadence in that way, drawing those guys off sides, understanding what the defensive line is doing and what they're trying to get accomplished, using cadence to slow them down and give your offensive line a better opportunity. And then, again, like, reading that concept out and understanding, like, you know, there's like a little sit concept with a flat, nothing too crazy. He looks at the sit, the defense kind of miscommunicates it. He buys a little bit of time, floats that ball right to McNichols, kind of over the shoulder in the front of the end zone there. And that felt real to me. Now, I can't see the rush, I can't see the protection, but I do think if you look at the sequence there and how he set that up using his cadence, I think that's real and that's good football and that's being smart. And great job by the offensive line not jumping offside. So I think that's the other thing that sticks out, is like, good process, way to get it communicated, and an understanding kind of how to maximize your O-line. Everyone talks about the O-line and how worried we need to be, but if you use tools like cadence, like running the football, they had some big runs today in team run. I don't know if you saw some of those. Those were great.
Yeah.
But that type of stuff, I think, is going to pay dividends. And again, you have a quarterback who can help you execute that. That just makes it all the easier.
Yeah, Eckler, nice big one on a duo. You're like, oh, that's duo. And I was like, oh, that's Eckler running.
Yeah.
Got to the clean. on that one. So yeah, that was good to see today, and obviously much more excited to evaluate the running game once the pads go on, but to just from a timing standpoint get the combinations and things right, to get things actually targeted correctly, that's good stuff and about as good as you can do this time of year. The other thing that I thought was interesting on the quarterback front before we get to a couple of other guys we want to talk about is during that move the ball drill with Mariota, he just kept going to Terry.
Yeah.
Terry on Forbes. Forbes had a couple of nice plays. Terry got him for the big one deep, got him for another short one. But it was a fun battle between those two, which is great. But I'm also curious, I would love to be able to watch the practice tape and be like, all right, was it man and you're just picking your matchup? Like, why were you so insistent on going to 17? Because as someone who's been begging for Terry to get the ball for years, I'm excited about it, but that did seem like a lot in one drill.
Yeah, I kind of was like, we were talking about the sideline, like, is it Is this like just the philosophy now? Like when you're in, if I'm Marcus Mariota and I'm having a hard time seeing it, like I'm just going to throw the ball to Terry a bunch.
Heinicke left him a bleep at Terry's down there somewhere shirt behind.
Yeah, it's in his locker somewhere. But that's kind of what it felt like. And you know, kudos to Forbes, man. I thought he did a great job in that sequence of battling, being physical, using his length. Obviously, there was the deep one, which we couldn't decide. You know, like when you're watching practice, like I was watching like the core. And then you see the ball go and you see him want to go. It felt like it might have been a double move. But, right. You know, and that's something that Forbes has to work on or continue to work on. But I just thought there was a physicality, a competitiveness, all the things we saw from him in college, all the highlights we saw from him, for example, in that New England game last year, like I thought were there, you know, and Terry's going to get his because Terry's a good football player. But I thought that was encouraging for Terry. It was encouraging to see Mariota's confidence in Terry, but it was also encouraging to see the level of kind of dog competitor that we got from Forbes. And he's been a little, again, I thought he had a good offseason, but to see that and know that they're coming after you and kind of stick in there and make plays, like I thought that was a good character moment for him. And so it was a really kind of a fun sequence. And that's, again, like it's hard to glean a ton from training camp, but those are cool moments where you're like, okay, like that's something I'm going to keep an eye on. Like has Forbes turned a corner from that competitive compete standpoint? Terry's looking in good shape. Like does that chemistry with Marcus and Terry lead to something down the road? But that was a nice, that was a pretty neat sequence.
Yeah, I will say if Marcus winds up being the backup, to come in and just be like, I'm going to throw to Terry a lot, that's a good plan as a backup.
Yeah.
And if you're Marcus, like throw to Terry or run, running for Marcus is a good thing.
Yeah, he did score that touchdown today, you know, which is great.
Yeah, no, that was, he's reason he was who he was coming out of school, right. Coming out of that Oregon offense with Chip back in the day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.